Earths. Untold Earths. More Earths than a computer could count, they said. It was hard to talk about them accurately without referring to folded universes and the quantum packet theory. It was even harder to explain to a TV audience how a belt worked. Once you invited them to consider the multiplex universe as a rubber sheet, the initiative was fumbled. The pack of cards analogy was totally inappropriate, although most people felt at home with it. The universe was in fact a large pack of three-dimensional cards. The belt allowed you to travel up and down the pack, boring, as it were, through the cards themselves. A belt was simple enough to build if you were desperate enough not to worry about safety devices. All over the world, people were. All you needed was the transistor radio you'd earned via your vasectomy, about 100 meters of copper wire, and blind faith that you wouldn't emerge inside a tree. It was worth the risk. The nearby Earths were identical on all but the microscopic level. California was already sparsely colonized out to several K, and at the far ends was beginning to develop in ways that even Californians thought were nutty. In what remained of the USSR, security men were combing nearby worlds for the previous lot of security men. The world was crowded, but the universe was empty. It was a gold economy. What was happening would make the diaspora look like a family outing. Of course, some minds couldn't cope.